Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Of course, always a busy 7 o'clock hour on Monday mornings. And we're going to pack in another great conversation later in the hour. Jonathan Savage with Fox News Radio. He's based out of London. He'll be joining us around 7:40. Other than that, we'll have the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be fully wide open, taking your calls, and more than 9 o'clock hour. We've got a very interesting guest joining us, at least for the first half of the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe longer. I don't know. We'll see here. Because for those of you that heard me talk about this big story earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I told you about how another fake hate crime hoax has now been exposed, this time at Montana State University in Bozeman. But what I didn't tell you about in the 6 o'clock hour of the show is who was falsely accused, who was basically being framed for sending these fake hate messages against an LGBTQ club, these fake hate messages directed towards an Asian American student at MSU. We're going to talk with that young man. His name is Dylan Dean. He was falsely named in connection with these fake messages, these fake threatening messages in this fake race hate hoax. Dylan Dean was sounding off on X over the weekend about this story. He was part of the Young Americans for Liberty chapter on the MSU campus and shared his full side of the story in a thread on X. Here's part of what he said. He said, quote, "An old friend just pled guilty to a crime he attempted to frame me for. Absolutely wild. Total vindication, except in my choice of friends." But for those of you who haven't heard the story here, there was, remember all those news stories about threats being emailed to an LGBTQ club on the MSU campus and anti-Asian messages being sent to an Asian American student on the MSU campus? Well, turns out that the person who has now pleaded guilty for being responsible for vulgar images and slurs is an Asian American student who publicly affiliated with that LGBTQ group on the MSU campus. Here we go again with another fake hate crime story. All right, hey, I don't know about you guys, but man, it's already past the 4th of July weekend. Oh, it's crazy how fast the summer is running by already. How many of you, you've been enjoying a few too many barbecues, maybe a few too many beverages out there on the lake this summer already, and you're like, man, I got to trim it down. My swimming trunks don't even fit anymore. Well, if that's you, get a hold of our friends at Billings Last Diet. Because I'll tell you what, you start, just give them 3 weeks. Just give them 3 weeks and you watch how much weight you can shred off that waistline. I'm telling you what, you're going to fit into those shorts in no time. Give them a call, 406-294-6751, or check out BillingsLastDiet.com. And you could be out on the lake right now. They've got a remote option. You can remote in from anywhere in Montana through BillingsLastDiet.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Look for sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. A slight chance for an isolated shower or storm into the afternoon, with high temperatures reaching up into the lower 90s for Bozeman, but upper 90s for Billings. Then for tonight, chance for some scattered showers and storms. Mid-50s for Bozeman's low temperatures tonight, with lower 60s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is House Call for Health. Mattel recently releasing a Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. She's wearing a continuous glucose monitor on her arm, measuring her blood sugar levels. This Barbie also wears an insulin pump and has a trendy purse to carry supplies and snacks she might need. and she's wearing a stylish blue polka dot dress. Nod to global symbols that recognize diabetes awareness. Mattel celebrating the launch of the new doll by creating a one-of-a-kind Barbie inspired by diabetes advocate and model Lila Moss, daughter of Kate Moss. Lila Moss says she thinks it's amazing that children with diabetes can see themselves represented in the doll. Another Barbie was modeled after diabetes advocate and Peloton executive Robin Arzón. According to a 2024 CDC report, in the U.S., around 350,000 children and adolescents younger than age 20 have diabetes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky, Montana Talks.
All right, I think we've got Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal with us on the phone lines now. And it's great to catch up with Evelyn because it's been quite some time now with the holidays and more in between. Evelyn, I feel like, you know, we always like to start with the good news. I feel like the very good news, some of the best news that Montana business could ask for are not just one, but two new federal judges on the federal bench here in Montana. That sounds like great news to me.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise and welcome, like you say, you know. It's but I found there's all kinds of good things happening all over the state the past couple of weeks. And, yeah, there's just a lot of good news happening this summer, except for the fact that summer's going by too quickly.
That it is. I know, I can't believe it's already middle of July. But, yeah, when it comes to these federal judges, I mean, you and I have talked before. I mean, when you talk about anti-mining, you talk about, you know, rulings to kill the timber industry, rulings against oil, gas, coal, agriculture, constantly siding with these radical environmental groups that want to, you know, shut down our public access to public lands. That's what these federal judges do. And so the fact that we've now got not only the Christensen seat in Missoula, that Bill Mercer has now been nominated by President Trump to fill, but now, boy, I want to send flowers to Judge Waters and say thank you for retiring, because that gives President Trump a nomination for that seat now as well.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she would appreciate the flowers. but that kind of feeds in with one of the things I wanted to talk about is really good news and that's happened in the past week, which is the opening of a rare earth mine in Wyoming. And because, of course, that has ramifications for Montana, where there's a lot of anticipation that Montana has rare earth minerals and prospects for mining. And also amongst the news about rare earths is the Pentagon is investing $400 million in U.S.-based rare earth production in a historic mine in California. And I know that that was being eyed very closely by those miners or the company that owns the mine in southwestern Montana. They talked a little bit about interaction with the military, and the military, of course, needs lots of this rare earth minerals, and it's not a good situation to be buying it all from China. But the Ramaco Resources Brook Mine near Ranchester, Wyoming, they started operation producing rare earth minerals last week, and the report said they will extract a relatively small amount of coal, but it is loaded with minerals. That domestic industries now import most often from China. And it is the first mine to open in the United, a rare earth mineral mine to open in the United States in more than 70 years. And it was going to produce about 2 million tons of coal per year for electricity. They will also extract about 450 tons of rare earth elements. And with their opening and reports on their prospects, the price of their shares jumped 31% in one day. And the company has hinted, of course, that they do have a tie-in with the Pentagon. And the head of the company, Ramaco Resources, said that this one mine alone can break our reliance on China.
Wow. This one mine in Ranchester, Wyoming, can break our reliance on China for rare earth.
And that's only, that's right next to the Montana border. So the prospects of rare earth minerals is really huge for Montana. And it's going to be more. But to tie it back in with what I said about the judges, is that the only reason there hasn't been more rare earth mines opening in the United States is because of the regulations and costs imposed upon anyone wanting to open a mine in the United States.
Yeah, and federal judges that constantly file suits against these, or, rule on behalf of the radical environmental. I mean, look at Western Montana. Federal Judge Don Malloy destroyed the timber industry. He's ruled against mining operations. I mean, he's just been a blank check for these radical environmental groups.
And it's costing, in whether it's timber or mining, it costs everybody billions of dollars. I mean, everybody is, hysterical about the cost of tariffs. Where were they all these few decades here when we were, as consumers, paying big costs and higher costs because of the regulations that limited the resources we have for building homes or the copper extraction? That's a big deal. All of this is costing consumers every bit as much as tariffs do.
Well, way more. Yeah, way more when you really factor it all in. Plus, this is going to be massive investment right here in manufacturing in America. But yeah, something Evelyn just said right there, we'll come back to it after the break. This rare earth mine is just south of the Montana border. All right, stand by.
A Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The attacks on ICE agents are getting more and more violent on both sides. In one instance, a federal agent was shot in the knee. In another instance, the shooter was killed when ICE agents returned fire. And meanwhile, you would think there would be a lot of coverage of this. Well, I did a search, and MSNBC, we found two stories. CNN, we found one story. There seems to be more of an attitude, at least among left-leaning pundits, that these ICE agents are out of control, that they're using unfair tactics, and all of that. Now, the latest instance had to do with the raid on a cannabis farm in California where rocks were thrown. President Trump said these were slime balls. They need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent. I hope the atmosphere, the polarized atmosphere, is not contributing to this. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. it.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Summer.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump has announced new tariffs on Canadian goods starting August 1st, raising duties from 25 to 35% on products not covered by the USMCA, while energy and potash will remain at a 10% rate. The move responds to Canada's retaliation against earlier U.S. tariffs. Trump also renewed criticism of Canada's dairy policies, saying they unfairly block U.S. exports. U.S. and New Zealand dairy producers argue that Canada's quota system discourages imports, prompting formal trade disputes.
It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Chief Basin County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the quick finish art auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just 10. Come join the fun. Full details at cmrstampede.com.
USDA will no longer use race or gender in determining farm program eligibility, ending their socially disadvantaged designation. The change, now in effect, follows court rulings and executive orders from President Trump aimed at eliminating DEI-related policies. The rule impacts around 20% of USDA farm loan volume. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, several great topics to get to here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal here as we get back to business on this Monday. But this is the headline on our Montana Talks website right now. This is the story Evelyn was talking about. Ranchester celebrates groundbreaking for first U.S. rare earth mine in decades. This is huge. First new rare earth mine in the United States in more than 70 years. And as Evelyn was, I don't know if you guys could hear me tap, tap, tap-a-roo, and if you could hear me typing in the background when Evelyn was talking. And Evelyn, what I was doing was I was trying to find out how many miles it is to drive from Lodgegrass, Montana, to Ranchester, Wyoming. Because, yeah, Ranchester is just south of the Montana border. So when you talk about a rare earth mine, the first one in decades, this thing's practically in Montana. It is just south of the Montana border. It's only Ranchester is only a 35-mile drive from Lodgegrass, Montana. And, of course, smack dab in between the two is Wyola. The reason I say that, Evelyn, is of course, because, you know, these are incredible job opportunities for folks who live in southeast Montana. You know, you got the Crow Reservation right there all the way to the Wyoming border. You got the Northern Cheyenne Reservation right there. These are incredible job opportunities for Indian country as well.
Well, yes, and you know, part of the reason that this is happening in Wyoming, which will be part of the reason I'm sure it will happen in Montana, is the fact that the waste product from burning coal in producing electricity, they've discovered it's full of rare earth minerals. And so I'm pretty sure that there's investigation going on at Colstrip to look at their waste piles and determine how much rare earth minerals there are in it. But all this waste is suddenly not waste at all. And
one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? Isn't it?
Right. And I'm sure it's accessible rather easily compared to, you know, having to, you know, dig down into the ground and stuff to pull it out. It's already stacked up there, and I don't know anything about how you get rare earths out of it, but, you know, it's got to be a lot easier to process it than a full-fledged mine.
Pretty remarkable. Well, that's like just like the Stillwater mine with, you know, they're mostly looking for platinum and palladium, but they end up finding a whole bunch of other valuable things in the process as well, and then they put it to all sorts of different uses with their recycling facility and more. All right, let's see some other big stories here. So earlier, switching tracks, so you've got several great headlines in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet here this morning. In the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I was talking about how that whole, you know, basically, there was another fake race hate hoax that's now been exposed, but this time it was exposed at Montana State University. It turns out it wasn't a conservative white student who was sending threats to the LGBTQ club and sending anti-Asian messages to an Asian American student. It was an Asian American student who affiliated with the LGBTQ club. He was threatening his own club and his own friends, basically. It was a big hoax, but that's now been exposed. But that triggered that whole incident triggered a federal investigation under the Biden administration of Montana State University, and the whole thing was a hoax. But now there is a totally different investigation coming from that's now targeting Montana State University.
Yes, it was announced, I think just this past week, that the Department of Education has listed Montana State University among 45 universities in the U.S. that are being investigated for violations of Title VI regarding the use of racial preferences and stereotypes in education programs and activities by the Office for Civil Rights. This comes from Center Square. And the department's Office for Civil Rights have claimed the universities are in violation of Title VI. And besides MSU, University of North Dakota is on the list, and University of Wyoming, as well as, some 40 other universities across the nation.
Bunch of them, yeah. So it's kind of interesting because they were, under the Biden regime, they were investigated. MSU is investigated because they apparently weren't being woke enough, according to the Biden regime. And now their racial preferences that have been used to discriminate against, say, white students or, who knows, maybe even Asian students, now they're under the crosshairs of the federal government being investigated for civil rights violations on that front. Well, that's very interesting because, later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to have a student who was falsely named in this whole fake race hate hoax that's now been exposed at MSU. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. And that's the same white kid, by the way, who was attacked and threatened by staff at Montana State University when he was circulating a petition to oppose the mask mandate at the time. So tell me again. Hopefully Evelyn Pyburn's able to stick with us for a couple more minutes here because so many great topics to get to. That's why I encourage all of you to sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal Hot Sheet. She's got the details. The Montana Petroleum Association is having their annual meeting coming up soon. She's got the details there. There's been a population shift among the states. So she's got some numbers there. Let me just throw this one out real quick. Montana gained the 11th most in population from other states. We're in the top 11 for gaining population from other states. So there you go. Would it surprise you that California lost the most people? No, not surprising at all, of course. But this one, here's another, maybe we can wrap with this great news story here as well. I know many of you have heard of Brittany Higgs. She is with the HER campaign, an anti-human trafficking organization. And Evelyn, you were telling me, I knew Brittany Higgs was out hiking around to raise money to combat human trafficking. I saw a great photo of her. I think Stacy Zinn went and joined her for part of the walk. But she's going to be walking for quite some time still, apparently.
Yeah, she's on a hike from Billings to Denver. She plans on taking about 35 days to make this hike and covering about 20 miles a day. And she's just trying to bring attention to the plight of the victims of human trafficking. And the HER Foundation, it has established safe homes and a recovery program for the victims of human trafficking. And before Brittany and her husband and a few others organized HER, there was nothing to help these people who, once they are rescued, are often just devastated. Their lives are completely destroyed, and there was nothing to help them out. And Brittany and her husband had learned about all of this because their filming company was engaged to do a documentary on it. And Brittany was surprised to learn that this is a very serious problem in Billings. And it goes by rather hidden because it doesn't happen out in the open, of course. And while we think of it perhaps as being, you know, people being kidnapped and transferred to other communities and enslaved pretty much, while that does happen some, it happens at a much more local level. And Brittany said it can be in the rich part of town or the poor part of town. It often, most often, is connected with drugs and people who are addicted. And
we are a crossroads. Yeah, we're a crossroads here in Montana, too, so it's a huge issue here. Well, go to hercampaign.org/walkforher, hercampaign.org, and, yeah, you can help her out on her big campaign. Evelyn Pyburn, appreciate your time as always.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, Bev in Bozeman, Bev sent us a message on the Montana Talks app with a very good question. So when it comes to this story that we posted on our Montana Talks website last night, another fake race hate hoax exposed, this time at Montana State University. Bev says, so was this woo an American citizen or a foreign national on some sort of student or other kind of visa? Bev, as I understand it, I think he's from Chicago and came to MSU. So I don't think he's related to Jussie Smollett, although apparently he's from Chicago. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that story here a little bit later. And then let's see. Montana Joe says, the student should be charged with a hate crime and put in prison. Montana Joe, I've got the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, so I'll tell you what possible ramifications this woo could be facing for his hate crime hoax at Montana State University. But first, let's take you to London. We've got Jonathan Savage with Fox News Radio now with us on the phone lines. How did Secretary of State Marco Rubio's Asia trip turn out? Jonathan Savage, great to have you back on the show.
Hello, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, I understand tariffs were a major topic during Secretary Rubio's Asia trip.
Yeah, they are a major concern of many of the countries he was meeting. He was attending a meeting of the ASEAN group. That's 10 countries in Southeast Asia, some of them very close allies with the United States at the moment, but some of them also are facing large tariffs, the threat of large tariffs coming up in the next few weeks if they're not able to strike a trade deal. For Secretary Rubio, his position was he's not a trade negotiator, but he knew that these countries would want to bring up trade. However, he wanted to focus on security issues, international crime issues, and also the looming threat of China in the region.
Yeah, and I'd imagine, God, talk about the wind in the sails that he must have had during this trip, because especially after President Trump's launching this successful strike on the Iranian nuclear sites, and then, boy, that I'm sure that has had a ripple effect all over the world.
Yeah, it undoubtedly has. It has, you know, changed an awful lot in the world, actually. Just the recent conflict between Iran and Israel in general has changed a lot. If you consider that Iran and Russia, very close allies, and the diminishing of the Iranian machine, the way it supports various groups around the Middle East to menace Israel, has diminished Iran's influence on the global stage. It's diminished Iran's ability to be an ally, a strong ally to Russia. So many are saying that, for example, Russia has lost out in some ways as a result of the bombing of Iran.
And I know President Trump is hosting NATO leadership at the White House later today, and he's signaling that he is losing patience with Vladimir Putin. So I expect a step up in some sanctions on that front. But the point being is that, okay, by being able to settle to a certain extent the Middle Eastern issue for now, it allows for more of a pivot to Asia and to some of these other threats out there.
That is something that the White House has said from the very start of the second Trump administration was going to be one of their priorities. They wanted to pivot away from involvement in the Middle East and in Europe and more towards the Asia-Pacific. Secretary Rubio, when he started that trip, he did say that this is where the future of the world will be determined in the next 10 to 20 years or so. He thinks that this is absolutely crucial to global stability and security in the Far East. And as a result, he is expected to spend a little bit more time there than he has. However, President Trump, with an announcement today, we're expecting him to say that he will be sending more weapon systems to Ukraine, very sophisticated weapon systems to strengthen Ukrainian defenses. So the United States' interest in the Ukraine-Russia war is not over for now.
I'd imagine many of these Asian countries also see an opportunity with President Trump's tariffs, because they can find out how they avoid tariffs on their country by taking away tariffs against the United States. But really, China is the big one. And if they can steal some of that business from China and have that business based in their country, I bet a lot of them see opportunity there. I mean, Vietnam has been a major industrial player.
Yeah, perhaps, but also China sees an opportunity as well. They see the United States threatening their neighbors with tariffs, and they are taking this opportunity to make the case to these Asia-Pacific countries that China is going to be the more reliable friend and partner. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi was at the ASEAN meeting, and he was at press conferences saying the U.S. is abusing tariffs, wrecking the free trade system, and disrupting the global supply chain. He was saying it's a turbulent global situation, and China has been trying to woo some of these countries to strike more deals with them.
All right. Well, Jonathan Savage, Fox News Radio, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, by the way, I got a related message from Tim in Savage here. This was a great message. I mentioned this earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. I played a soundbite from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo yesterday. But did you guys know this? That to me, this is major news. Major news. And I don't know, maybe it's been covered. Maybe I just missed it. But after taking a few days off, I was playing this soundbite from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and he was talking about how for the month of June, the United States government finally actually ran a budget surplus. Yes, a surplus. You heard me right. I know it's deficit, 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 debt, 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 debt. That's all we ever hear out of the federal government. That's all we've heard, especially it's been, debt and deficits on steroids over the last 4 years in particular. The United States government posted a surplus in June. And here's a great summary based off of two different CNBC headlines that Tim and Savage sent our way. First, here we go. April 1st, 2025. You have this headline from CNBC. Tariffs will likely raise much less money than White House projects, economists say. They always find the scientists that tell them what they want to hear. They always find the economists that tell them what they want to hear, right? Well, here's the CNBC headline from Friday, July 11th. This would have been at noon Montana time. Treasury posts unexpected surplus in June as tariff receipts surge. So CNBC back in April, wow, tariffs are going to raise less money than what Trump's telling you they're going to raise. And then CNBC in July, wow, oh, the tariffs brought in a lot more money than we expected. Whoa, how'd that happen? That's just hilarious. Tim, thanks for sending that. By the way, we've got phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, let's go back to the, well, before I go back to the Montana Talks messages here, One more thing that I wanted to say, because Jonathan Savage raised an interesting point there. You know, I said, hey, a lot of these Asian countries will see an opportunity here, because if they lower their tariffs on us, then they don't get tariffs from us, right? That's the whole reciprocity thing here. And then he made the point, well, yeah, but also China is going to try to message to these Asian countries and say, see, the U.S., well, they want to tariff you. And he mentioned how, you know, they're arguing, well, the United States is disrupting the free trade system by enacting tariffs. Okay, but again, they have tariffs against us. If they don't have tariffs against us, we don't have tariffs against them. So tell me again, who is anti-free trade? Oh, it's only anti-free trade if we do tariffs against other people. But if other people tariff us, that's not anti-free trade. So I just thought that was an important point to throw out there once again here, because this is what the West has been conditioned to think for so many decades now. We've just gotten so used to being walked on. We've gotten so used to being trampled on. We've gotten so used to being taken advantage of that we just forget the fact that, oh, it's okay when you do it, but it's bad when we do it. Okay, back to the messages here. Let's see. Montana Joe talking about the fake race hate hoax that was exposed at Montana State University. So let me pull up the press release here from the U.S. Attorney's Office. So Wu, the Asian American student who actually sent the anti-Asian messages and who actually sent the threats against the LGBT organization that he affiliated with, Rex Wu pleaded guilty to one count of cyberstalking. Why just one count? Anyway, Wu faces 5 years of imprisonment, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release. I'll bet you some liberal federal judge will lower that. I'll just bet you some liberal federal judge will lower that and let the kid off with hardly anything.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Effective immediately, we no longer have to take our shoes off to go through airport security. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There are a few bipartisan issues left in today's political landscape, but I'm hoping this next one will be a rare exception. This week, DHS Secretary Noem announced that effective immediately, passengers will no longer have to take our shoes off while going through TSA airport security. The inconvenience of removing our shoes is likely the primary reason many of us got TSA pre-check, but I'm glad this will now apply to the masses. I'd note I'm happy to remove my shoes for the sake of national security. However, with the advancements in security technology, the shoes-off rule seems antiquated, and Secretary Noem agrees. Hopefully this will help security go smoother and faster, because Lord knows we could use that. Now that we don't have to strip our shoes off for airport security, please, my fellow passengers, follow that through and do not take your shoes off while on the plane either. We don't need to smell your feet. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Look for sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. A slight chance for an isolated shower or storm into the afternoon, with high temperatures reaching up into the lower 90s for Bozeman, but upper 90s for Billings. Then for tonight, chance for some scattered showers and storms. Mid-50s for Bozeman's low temperatures tonight, with lower 60s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone.
Program over to podcasting. Let's Stay Healthy MT.com. Let's Stay Healthy MT.com. Health and wellness is just a click away now.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Speaking of messages on the Montana Talks app, Hillary in Bozeman sent us this. Just a quick reminder that the Bozeman City Council on 121 North Rouse in Bozeman is going to try and enact the Pride flag as the official flag of Bozeman. So if you are at all inclined to say your peace of mind, tonight would be the night, 6 o'clock. Yeah, here they go again, the radical left pushing this very divisive, controversial Pride flag that they want to make the official flag of the city of Bozeman. Yeah, the Democrats are so out of touch with everyday people that they just keep shoving this down folks' throats. But yeah, Bozeman, tonight's the night to speak out. Let's go to Lauren in Anaconda. Lauren, what's going on?
Hi. So at first I thought it was satire, but honestly, it's getting really hard sometimes to tell the difference between satire and reality anymore. So they have this, Anaconda Deer Lodge County is trying to put permits and inspections yearly for chickens and limits to how many you can have. And it's not just citywide, it's the entire county. They're trying to fine $500 and up to 6 months in jail if you're caught without a permit. They want to not allow any ducks or waterfowl, ducks or geese, countywide. They want to limit how many dogs and cats people have. There's a yearly tax, a yearly licensing fee, and penalties if you don't license every year, and more if your dog or cat is not spayed or neutered. So I just want to get this out there and tell people to call their county commissioner and CEO. There's going to be a domestic animal task force meeting July 23rd at 6 o'clock at the Metcalf Center in Anaconda.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to know because Anaconda, Deer Lodge County, in town, Anaconda has a horrible, horrible urban deer population and a feral cat problem. So I want to know, are they going to fine themselves? Because I kind of see that as the issue of the county, you know. So are they going to start fining themselves for their feral cat issue? And, I mean, people can look this up and read the whole bill proposal. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Hey, you got to email me the links and more information on that. I might have missed it last week or something, but yeah, that just sounds crazy. The arguments over chickens is, it's like, what do people, it's like, you know, we had a shortage on eggs and yet we still have these arguments where they try to, you know, make it hard for people to just raise their own chickens. It's just crazy, especially in rural parts of Montana. Yeah, so send me more info on that because that sounds crazy.
I will. And, you know, on the chicken thing, they're trying to go by household size to determine, like, household square footage to depend how many chickens you have.
Huh.
You know?
So if I'm a millionaire with a big mansion, I can have more chickens. But if I, you know, and have more
you
eggs.
You could have up to 15, I guess. You know, but they're limiting it at 15 chickens. You know, and I personally, I live 15 minutes out of town, you know, for a reason. And I have about 21 chickens. But, you know, I like eggs. My kids like eggs. We eat a lot of eggs. And then plus, I can sell some here and there to offset the cost.
And so, the kids can, you know, be part of it, too, I bet. I bet it's a ton of fun.
Exactly.
I interviewed a former Grizz football player who played for the NFL. Was it Carpenter that lives up in Plentywood now? And he didn't grow up on, I think he was a Helena kid, but his wife, I think, grew up on a ranch in Plentywood. And so I was interviewing her up at the the KATQ Farm Expo a couple years ago, and she was talking about how much fun they have. They, you know, they have their own chickens and their own eggs, and the kids get involved, and then they go sell the extras, and yeah, it's just a Montana way of life thing. All right, well, Lauren, thanks for the call. Thanks for putting that one on our radar. Yeah, message me more info on the Montana Talks app or email Aaron at MontanaTalks.com. Okay, we didn't get to everybody. So if we didn't get to you, give us a call back in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got phone lines open for the full 8 o'clock hour right here with Montana Talks. All the latest Montana news and commentary. You know, Facebook and big tech don't want you to see it. So get it straight from the Montana Talks app. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana.